playoff hockey is overtime playoff hockey, and that's what we've got right here as North Star controls the puck in their defensive zone, trying to get it out. Mergus fires it in. Oh, deflection off of the stick of Geiger, almost into their own net. That was almost, this thing was almost over right there. Tulaski with the puck for Thumbsell. Loses it, but Sosnowski's there to clean it up, but it gets cleared out into center ice. Here comes Miles with the puck. All kinds of bodies along the side of the boards trying to get that control, trying to get control of the puck, I should say, but now there's bodies all over it, and they're going to have to blow a whistle. So we're going to have a face-off here right near center ice as we see some defensemen change lines for Thumbsell. Keeping those legs fresh, that's sometimes hard to do after they've already played a full three periods.
Now, I believe you mentioned this earlier. If North Star Bank wins, it's over, but if Thumbsell wins, another game tomorrow, right?
Correct.
That is correct. So Thumbsell trying to force that extra game right here. Zimmerman sends it down into the zone, but that's brought back. Cruz now at center ice. He's going to send it back to Tulaski. Tulaski puts a move on, and he's got the puck, but he's got five skaters in front of him. But he still gets it, fires a shot, but that's going to hit the defenseman Geiger, and Cooper Glidden doesn't have to worry about defending that one. Puck clears the zone. Miles with the puck, skating along the right side. It's going to be stopped by the defense, a Thumbsell, and sent all the way back, but it's not going to be far enough for icing. Geiger with the puck, sends it up to the middle. McMinn tries to keep it in. Cruz now with the puck for Thumbsell. Now North Star sends it back, hits Tulaski. It's just kind of going back and forth here in the neutral zone. Nobody's taking control of the puck quite yet. But now Tulaski has one man to beat. He's going to get a shot off. Fires it. Kick save by Glidden. That could have been the game winner right there. Nice wow. Shot, nice save.
Great scoring opportunity for Thumbsell there. And a great save by Connor Glidden.
Cruz for Thumbsell sends it down. Tulaski giving chase. McMinn now. Thumbsell with the puck at center ice. They're going to try and dump it in there. North Star really crowding the defensemen around the puck every chance that they get, not wanting to give up any shots. Here comes McMinn with the puck. He's going to be forced to backhand it, but it gets knocked away by Geiger. Mergus now with the puck. He fires it in towards the goal, but that's going to run into too much traffic. Zimmerman now, he keeps it in. He's going to send it down in. It's going to roll back behind Glidden. McMinn back there giving chase. Tulaski gets the puck. Centers it. Oh, the puck was sitting right in front of Glidden. But
I don't even think he saw it until it got cleared out of there.
He was looking to his right. The puck was right in front of him, but nobody was there to clean it up. Zimmerman fires it in there, but that's going to go right on the stick of the defenseman.
That's the guy you want right now.
And here comes Ramsey. Ramsey with another little spin. But they are really trying to clamp down on him as well.
Three guys on him right there.
Leonard with the puck. Great stick handling defenseman. He's bringing it in. Can't quite get the shot off. Pulaski, she's going to get a shot off. Well, center, here's Ramsey with the puck. Backhand, not going to get through. Too crowded. Ramsey with the puck again along the right side. Kicks it over to Leonard. Sent in deep to the corner. Pulaski to play it. Centers it. Ramsey can't quite get to it. Too many Thumbsell jerseys. Leonard has it. Corral's at the top of the circle. He's going to fire it. Goes behind the goal. Ramsey now with the puck. Puts a move on. Can't do anything. Looks like that's Tulaski that's going to take the puck from him. Ramsey with the puck. He's going to get a clean shot, though. Here, deflected high over the goal. Horetsky doesn't have to save that one. Mergus then clears it and gets it out of the zone.
Big pressure by North Star Bank there.
Big pressure. And here comes Leonard again. Onto the stick of Ramsey. Ramsey's going to get a shot. He winds up. Nice save by Horetsky. Loose puck. Thought he was going to be able to freeze it. Loose puck behind the net. Still behind the net. Oh! Shoots it across the crease. Covered by Horetsky. Huge cover by Horetsky right there.
All right, North Star Bank's really pouring it on. Three or four good opportunities there right now.
The benches are on the opposite side from where the goalies are defending, so that was a huge cover by Horetsky. Thumbsell needed a change in a bad way.
Yep, everybody does wholesale line changes right now. We got 10 pairs of fresh legs out there. Shot by Miles, goes wide to Horetsky, but he's going to reach back and freeze it.
Let's try it again.
This is where those face-offs really get important right here. Overtime hockey, sudden death. Doesn't get any more exciting than this. Fitzpatrick wins the draw, back to Leonard. Thumbsell, though, able to clear the puck. They get it out. Schistler with the puck, tries to send it back in. Tulaski, though, with a head of steam, but unable to get into the zone. Fitzpatrick now with the puck. Over to Miles. Miles has the puck around center ice. Miles sends the puck in deep. Tulaski, though, brings it back. That's going to trickle all the way to Glidden, who is going to be forced to freeze it and bring about a faceoff down in front of Glidden to his right. Thumbsailer skating from right to left, and Northstar Bank from left to right.
28-15, Northstar Bank as far as shots on goal, the advantage.
And at this point of the game, we can throw that all out because it's just that one shot that matters now. And Cruz gets a shot, but that's going to be deflected wide. And that puck's going to go out of play right off the stick of Leonard, so it's going to stay right in front of Cooper Glidden to his right.
I think so far Daniel Horetsky's been the star of this show with Thumbsailer. I mean, he's played outstanding tonight in goal.
He has. Not only a lot of saves, but a lot of big saves. Chase Sosnowski fires it. Somehow it found its way all the way to Glidden, but Glidden saves it. There was a lot of traffic, and that puck didn't hit a soul.
Might be a good thing for Northstar Bank it didn't hit anybody.
I think so. Sosnowski again. That one, though, goes off of the men, and that's going to be the end of the first overtime, as we're going to have to come back for a second one.
Still 3-3 after one overtime between Thumbsailer and Northstar Bank. Time for a media timeout on the WLEW
Sports Ice Cutter Sports. Ice Cutter Sports, your one-stop hockey shop in the Thumb, wants to thank all the coaches, parents, and players of Huron and Salak counties for your business and for another fun and entertaining hockey season. Ice Cutter Sports carries a wide variety of Warrior gear in stock. Come in and take advantage of the end-of-the-season inventory blowout sale. Everything must go. Price is too low to advertise. Many items are clearance. So stop into Ice Cutter Sports, located at 414 East Super Road in Bad Axe. And get fitted for the toughest hockey gear for the toughest sport with Warrior Gear at Ice Cutter Sports, located on East Super Road in Bad Axe.
Cruise 102.1 FM back here at the Huron County Ice Arena. It is OT number 2 between Northstar Bank and Thumbsailer. Once again, we go as many overtimes as it takes as far as who wins this. There's no shootout or anything, right?
That's right. No shootout. Just 5-minute overtime after 5-minute overtime until somebody puts one in the back of the net.
Well, the first overtime, there was absolutely no neutral zone play. It was 2.5 minutes in Thumbsailer's end and 2.5 minutes in Northstar's end. That's about just about sums up how the play was in the first overtime.
Yep, exactly. Both goalies really had to step it up and make some saves. I mean, that was an exciting period of overtime hockey. So we got the faceoff at center ice, won by Tulaski. Thumbsell going from left to right. Northstar going from right to left. Boyle with the puck, trying to get into the zone. McMinn now with the puck, sends it in. Centering pass to Tulaski, but unable to get a stick on it. Pulaski sends it. Sosnowski fires it, but that's going to hit a defenseman. I believe that is Geiger. Pulaski with the puck around center ice. Sends it forward. That's going to be corralled by Boyle. Boyle sends it back to Geiger. Geiger goes to send it in deep, but instead sends it into the Thumbsell bench.
The coaches got out of the way this time.
Yeah, fortunately that was not a replay of what happened in the earlier game. So we get ready for a face-off just outside the blue line. It's going to be won by Thumbsell. They send it forward, played by Schistler. Miles with the puck along the right side, drops it to Fitzpatrick. Now Tulaski bringing it back the other way. He's got speed, but he's got a couple people to beat, and it's not going to get through. Fitzpatrick with the puck. Fitzpatrick kicks it